right then.
Time to rocket from the Delta to the
burnt down pier.
Yes, 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 Penflick podcast number 13. We are back. We are live. Not quite live, but we are on the internet, interweb radio. You know where we are. You've listened to us for long enough. It's me again, Milton, the 13th show. And then today we are following the same old footsteps we have been doing for the last three or four shows by having a new co-presenter in the form of Squid Dave. Hello, Dave. How are we doing?
Good evening, Milton. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Good evening, Radioland.
Yeah, we're just going to have an awesome show tonight with some new music. You know, remember from last show that we did a recap of all the previous shows we've done over the last year. Today we're back to the old format where we're going to play lots of new music. We have some big famous bands from the 60s in the form of Wishbone Ash. We have the Gypsy Squat Pop Project, which you all have heard before. We also have an interview with Cordelia Fellows, who is the singer in Gypsy Squat Pop Project. She's also started a little side project, which is called Cordelia Fellows and Company. Other than that, another Brighton band, Dolan Kicks, is going to finish off the show later on tonight. But to start off today, we're going to play a band called 900 Spaces. The track is called Shake It Up. I've been told that this band, are really good. It's really good. They're still in plural. And you should go and check them out live, because they're a really good live show. And the band, as I said, 900 Spaces. The track is called Shake It Up.
Went down with a whisper. If only he could hear that old tiny words began her call. You were hide behind the angel. I'll take the bullets and the balls. Shield them all. They like to shake it up, shake it up.
We'll be right back.
That song was a bit shorter than advertised, I think, and I need to remember to press stop. Check it out, I did it, but I forgot the background music, but there we go. Well, one step on the way, one step on the way. That song was supposed to be 4 minutes and 1 second. It was actually only 3 minutes 35, so that put us off a bit from the start here in the beginning. So Dave, you've been in Spain for quite some time. I haven't seen you in a long time. How was that?
Yeah, Spain. It was good. Flew back in especially for the gig, obviously, being in rock and roll lifestyle, as you have to lead these days.
Sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com.
That's such a nice song. I enjoyed it so much the last time I was listening to the show and you were doing it. It was it made my evening go smoothly, let's just say.
Yeah, well, it's a smooth song and it sort of sticks in your head. You like singing along to it and all that.
Yeah, slit your wrist kind of way.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now is we're going to try to work this modern technology thing called Skype. Genius Swedish invention, of course. They're always genius.
Is it Swedish?
Of course it's Swedish.
Oh, right. Let's do something with the colours, because it mainly looks French.
Well, it's quite blue and yellow, though. It's a little bit of green there and white, I guess. Yeah, well, I don't know. What's the French colour? Blue, white and red, isn't it?
Yeah, and garlic.
And garlic. I'll throw my baguette at you.
Tones of garlic.
So we're going to call Cordelia and have a little chat to her, and then afterwards we're going to play one of the live tracks that I recorded when they played at the Penflick Podcast live sessions last year. And let's see how this works. We should hear some signals.
Looking forward to her track. It's a good track.
Yeah, it is. She's using a friend's Skype, Bob Slotter.
Excellent. Very nice. I'd say the big shoes that I'm filling, the fifth presenter so far.
Yeah, well.
I've heard that before.
Hello?
Cordelia.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Penflick Podcast. You're live on Penflick Podcast number 13. How are we doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I've recovered from the hard slogging work we did earlier today.
slog is probably the least it was. But
yeah,
there
was some scary driving on the way there. I don't know what that was, but...
That was just me driving. You'll get used to it.
Oh, it was you. Okay, I got it now. No, anyway... So I've got my friend Dave here, who's one of the fifth co-presenter I've had on the show since Jim has left, and we just want to have a little chat to you and see how life is going and how music is going for you.
Good evening, Cordelia.
I'm looking
forward to it. It's been a running joke since we played you. We played lots and lots of your songs on the show over the last year, but it's always been a running joke that we keep calling you Gypsy Squad Pop Project, and the next time you send a song, it's now Cordelia Fellows and Company, and then next song, it's Gypsy Squad Pop Project again.
I know, I'm sorry, it's confusing. It's because, I guess, I don't know, it's kind of hard to... I write my songs with other people, and other people contribute so much to the arrangements and the dynamic of it and the harmonies, and they might even add all these other bits that make them the songs they are. And so to me, it just seems fucking really egotistical to just call it Cordelia Fellows when it's not just me, it's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
So we tried to do the band thing for a while, and we still are doing it, but ultimately the majority of the songs we're doing are my songs, and I don't know, just going on the whole kind of, there's a lot of British female singer-songwriters that are doing really well at the moment, and I'd quite like to jump on that bandwagon.
I
quite enjoy performing my songs in a kind of more intimate stripped-down setting without the band.
Yeah,
so you're now going to try and do both.
Now, to clarify them for our listeners, you are actually doing both of them now.
We are, yeah. We're doing the Gypsy Squad Pop thing, which is like seven-piece band, horn section, like big drum kit, all that stuff.
That's going to
be mainly for festivals and kind of venues that will carry that sound.
Yeah, well. that's one of the songs we're going to play today, is Song for a Tenor, which you did at Penflick Podcast, the live sessions with the full band. So
that was with the full band, I think, too. Yeah. I mean, we're still doing the same songs with just Cordelia Fellows and Co. It's just that they're in a more stripped-down version. We're doing more intimate venues.
Yeah.
And so that the lyrics, basically, and the kind of... the simplicity of the songs comes across, because I don't play instruments really. I just write melodies and lyrics, and it's a lot of people prefer it when they can focus on that element. So hopefully we're going to appeal to a lot of different people by having the two different projects.
Yeah, absolutely.
We kill ourselves trying.
It's always awesome to hear the full sound when you go to a big festival, but when you're in a smaller venue, it's always nice to be intimate and sort of connect more to the crowd, I think. in a completely different way.
A lot of people are like really into the songs because of the lyrics, yeah. And a lot of people are into the songs because of the energy and the horn parts. So we've kind of got to try and cater to both of those fan bases if we can. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's pretty exhausting trying to carry one project. So yeah. This year is like an experimental year for me and the band.
Cordelia, I know that this year you've got a new EP coming out. You mentioned the big band stuff. Are you going to have a lot of big band stuff on it, or is it mainly your own soft melodics and beautiful sounds that you do more on your own?
Well, I mean, again, without wanting to sort of shoot myself in the foot, hopefully we'll do both. I mean, we've got a band demo, but anything I've got for myself is been sort of studio recordings with lots of other stuff going on. So the main aim is to have an EP of my own stuff, like softer, like you say, more kind of sort of more intimate kind of recordings, five songs. Predominantly new material, and then once that's done we'll work on doing something with Gypsy Squad Pop Project. But for now, if I'm honest, the main the finances and the energy are going into my always. Solo thing, because
I guess what
everyone else in the band is in other bands and I'm just like unemployed and not doing much else. So
I guess what everyone wants to know is, of those new songs, will you be doing some new videos as well, because I guess they enjoyed them last ones times?
Yeah, definitely. Like we've got I've got a director called Hope Dickinson Leach, who has won several awards at the Cannes Film Festival recently. She wants to do a music video for Bigger Tits, so that's going to happen in the next few months.
I got so many ideas for that song.
Yeah,
scenery and props.
Some quite strong visual elements there. And then I've got a couple of other people that are interested in doing a really low budget but quite kind of quirky video for Sleep. So hopefully both of those will come together in the next 6 months.
Well, good luck with that, obviously.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're looking forward. I really liked Ready to Die when you did that. It was a really, really quirky video, I thought.
Yeah, that was funny. I did that with my dad directing.
It was your dad directing?
I don't know if anyone else has ever done that. It's a very odd experience trying to
keep it in the family.
Yes, obviously you've got the whole family stuff.
Do we have the Brady Bunch?
It was cool. I think it's kind of its time, really. It's nearly 3 years old, that video now.
It goes quick, doesn't it?
Time, but it still works, I think. I don't know. I look a little bit like George Jetson's wife at the end, I think. But
so what else is new? I think both you and I had a fairly quiet 2009, and I know we discussed a little bit earlier today that 2010. Now let's dig up our heels and let's do something. What's your main feel for, you know, musically? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to bring I know you're gigging in London, you're gigging in Brighton quite a bit. Do you want to bring it out to a wider thing? Have you got sort of a tour plan or anything like that? Anything new?
Definitely. I mean, I think the main thing with 2010 is just it's a bit of a do or die sort of year, really, because the last year I just was working too much and just worrying sort of more about that side of things. This year I've secured a small publishing deal, and I've got sort of a little bit of representation in Brighton, so I'm just going to give it my all and this year. So that's the plan is basically, yeah, like I say, release the EP, really do the festivals in the summer, like not just the kind of local English festivals, but try and go abroad, trying to get onto the snowboarding one.
Yeah, I know which one you mean. I can't remember the name of it either, but
Snow great Boom festivals. Boom or something, or yeah. I don't know. Anyway, one of those. There's quite a lot in Portugal and Spain. Like, we want to try and just get a bit sort of international if we can, and then towards the end of the year, look at creating an album. And I mean, basically, at the moment we're kind of, you know, obviously financially we're quite restricted, so I think the most of our energy and time is going to go into recording. But a big festival tour is planned this summer. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. I've got some exciting news, and I think I should drop it in here instead of talking to you privately on the phone, I'm going to drop it in here on Skype.
Oh, God.
When I went back to Sweden over Christmas, I met up with my old music teacher, who first introduced me to music when I was like 10, 11. And he taught me a bit on guitar and a bit of how to play the drums and so on. And we went to see his band on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And I met up with him, and we have a project in the line to do a dual gig, one in Brighton and one in my hometown in Sweden. So the plan is to bring some bands from Brighton to my hometown, and then to bring some bands from my hometown to Brighton.
Oh, go.
So here's a formal invitation to get the Cordelia Fellows into that project. What do you reckon?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I've never been... Oh, man, I'm so up for going to Sweden.
Fantastic.
I mean, your reputation speaks for itself, so yeah, definitely.
You haven't heard my reputation in Sweden yet.
It's a bigger reputation than you think.
I'm not just talking about, you know, fit blonde girls. I mean, like, you know, the music reputation. Yeah.
There's only one of them for him.
Okay, well, thanks very much for sticking around. I know you've got to get up and work tomorrow and all these things and do your driving thing, which I know is a scary part of your life. And, but we're gonna finish off. If you want to stick around and listen to the track, you can do that, but you've got to be quiet because it will still keep recording you whilst the track is playing. Okay. But we're going to play...
Subliminal messages.
Which song were we going to play again, Dave? Oh, yeah, Song for a Tenor. Which okay. was recorded last year. I can't remember which month it was. I have it written down somewhere, but me and my research, we don't do very well together. So.
it wasn't too long ago, though, was it?
Well, we stopped doing them in June, so it must have been like early last year.
Early last year, yeah. Okay.
So May.
That's not too long ago in the grand scheme of things.
Well, it's a year ago, so. Okay. Anyway, so thanks very much, Cordelia.
Yeah, thanks, Cordelia. Good luck for 2010.
Thank you.
And here's the Gypsy Scott Pop Project live from PPC, the live sessions and the track Song for a Tenor.
Woo-hoo. You gave me £10, so this is my £10 song for you. This is the last time, this is the nicest thing I could do. So this is my £10 song for you. You treat me nicely, and this is the nicest thing I could do. Sitting room. We righted wrongs and you played me songs till the mid-afternoon. We went traveling without even leaving your living room. Slowly and surely our senses unfolded in your sitting room.
Cordelia Fellows, and the song was called Song for a Tenor. She's still on here. I
that
can
was
see
awesome.
Her. We've got the video going, so
thank
she's
keeping
her
way all
you.
The way through it.
Okay. See you soon, Milan.
No, it's really nice, and we shall speak to you soon, and I will ping you over these live tracks as well, because you haven't really
Please
heard
see.
Cool, take care.
Okay, take care, bye-bye.
Bye. That was the wonderful Cordelia Fellows, as you heard, and you are listening to Pamphlet Podcast. We are on a new website, and you must know that because you are listening to this show. But if you are not, and if you like to pass on the details, it is www.pamphletstudios.com/podcast. And
do it, people. Do it. Give it to your granny and everyone, and just make everyone aware of it.
Absolutely. and then tell your granny to pass it on to her granny, and then
the WI, they need to know about this.
That's right. So Dave, what are we going to talk about next?
Cakes, hopefully. You were going to give me one, and if not, then some of your lovely ice cream that you made yesterday for sure, because damn boy, you've got a talent.
Yeah, Hannah gave my girlfriend Hannah, she gave me an ice cream maker for Christmas, and I've been making some filthy ice creams, and Dave was staying over here last night, and I made a vanilla ice cream with
brownies.
Chocolate swirls and brownies and walnuts in them, and
some sort of caramel thing. It was fat.
Yeah. It is lots.
I haven't used the word fat for a long time, but I think it's appropriate to say fat right now.
I like it. Hannah's comment is, "I'll never buy ice cream again," which is unfortunate because that means I have to make the ice cream every time.
Well, save your money in the crisis and all.
Well, it's not that much cheaper to make it, actually. It is nicer, isn't it?
It's much nicer. Master, we're on the ramble. I did want to say a big congratulations to Gaz, Lance and Neil on their recent fatherhood.
Absolutely. We went to
very
see
you. Very proud of you boys. Well done. Thank you very much for making us all proud godfathers or uncles or just...
Yeah, we have a mini denials going on now, I think.
We do. No one's in denial.
No one's in denial, except for that one person in the band who hasn't had one yet, but he's away hiding somewhere in New Zealand.
Sunning himself.
Yeah.
Actually, someone left something on this chair. I know I'm the fifth person to sit in it, but, you know, one of you boys has got her own up and it looks fresh.
So I reckon we're going to play some more music, and whilst we're playing some music, we are going to have a quick loo break, and we're going to have a quick think about what the hell we're going to talk about. Next up, we've
got... New bands and music and people making themselves happy by listening to new music in the world today.
I think that's a good topic. So whilst we go away, think about
it. .com.
You guys think about it and send us an email.
.com.
.com. We buy any car. any.
Stop it.
Okay. So we're going to play Ben Dalby, and the song is called Dr. Can.
Dr. Can, you help me? I'm worried about my friend. She helps so many people, but she never helps herself. Have you seen it before? Should I say any more? Doctor, she's fantastic. She works so hard. She acts just like a grown-up, but she wants to hide her heart. Would it hurt to be free? Will she share it with me? No, she won't. Didn't
Albie. I've got to remember how now to press stop. I'm doing really well on that so
stop,
far today.
Stop, Milton, stop.
Ben Albie, this track, Dr. Can. The majority of the tracks we're playing tonight is sent from our friends at Manila PR.
Chosen by me, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know,
co-presenter 5 has chosen playlist 13.
You know where to give the praise.
That's right, and you know you can send us emails to podcast at podcast at penflixstudios.com. Send us an email. If you just want to give a shout out to some friends, if you want to wish someone happy birthday, if you want to slag us off for doing a crap show, do that. If you want to praise us, please do that too, because we like praise. And if you have any suggestions of what we should do on the show, if you want us to hook up a webcam, dance around naked in the studio whilst doing the show, we will consider.
You said
it.
That was already happening, so I did turn up in my leopard print thong in honour of Magnus. Magnus, if you're listening, you're not having it back. It's far beyond repair.
Well,
the
only co-presenter who's done it so far is Matt, and he was meant to be.
Maybe
it,
that's where the stain came from.
Ah.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, he's not such a superhero after all, is he?
No, he's a super stain lever. I was skidded on it coming in.
His new favourite band, Skid Row.
Skid and break a, knock a tooth out on the floor.
Yeah, so Matt, you should have been here, man.
Yes, Matt.
We miss seeing you running around naked like a lunatic, hiding in the cupboards and not coming out of the closet.
Well, he's not ever been in the closet as far as I'm aware, but
you weren't here last show.
Well, I guess fair enough. I do miss him though.
So do I. And well, next show, if we can drag Neil Jones away from being a dad for an hour or two next month, we will have Matt and Neil back in the studio. I've also managed to contact Vinny, who did the first show after Jim left and the show afterwards. And he's agreed to do another show. I don't know when it's going to be. We always have trouble linking up and having days off at the same time and all these kinds of things.
Well, for those of you who are interested, yes, Neil's new baby, lovely Rosie, does have the same hair as Daddy. So
I think she's got more hair than Daddy.
More than Daddy. Sorry, my mistake. Yeah. I'll just take that back.
Yeah, exactly. And it's... she's almost as tall as well.
Well, if he's on his high heels, which he usually is, then no.
Yeah, no, fair enough. She'll be in high heels soon enough, I think, anyway.
No, she'll be a little girl for years to come.
That's true. Just like Neil has been a little man for years.
He shall remain so.
Exactly. But we love you both very much, and we love everyone, all of our friends, Gaz, with Tobiah.
New and old.
Oh, new and old. The circle of friends is expanding. Anyone who doesn't know what the Circle of Friends is, I'm sorry, you're not in it.
Well, they can be, they just have to open their arms.
This is true.
And embrace it.
Yeah, and send us lots of lovely emails to podcast@penflixstudios.com. We're going to continue, we're going to play some more music. We're going to play a lovely girl called Jo Hamilton. The track's called Pick Me Up. Again, this has been sent to us from the lovely guys at Manila PR. They are a Middlesbrough-based PR company. If you want to get your music heard, you need to... send those guys an email. Find their website. I'm sure you can.
It's a nice track. It's a little bit beaty, but let's get on it.
That's it. So we got Jo Hamilton. Pick Me Up.
Don't let the others pull you down. Make you feel like you're a clown. Shake them off your holy gown. Cause inside you are drowning. In a place where there's no sound. It up, see what's around. Maybe you will like the sound. Cause inside you are drowning.
Pick me up, pick me up, pick me up.
them see what they are doing to everybody. I just want everyone to feel free, 'cause inside you are drowning. Your girl, there's blue, Stuart Green, not Buzz, just turned 18. You're a sacred book of times and no, feels some familiarity. Observe no more, don't let your feet get too sore. I'm number two, count the days to seize the time. I'm number two's trying to find the end of your ways. Came up to your eyes, took your time to realize the late night in Jane. She grew faint as work grew old, another man by her side, another boy of 18. The night she turned you green. And number two kept the days to seize the time. On number two's trying to find the end of your way.
Two tracks on the trot. The first track was Joe Hamilton, Pick Me Up. The second one was the bastard. No, is it called the bastard daughter? Is that what it, can you say that?
I don't think you should say it, but let's
let's keep with the track here. So it's a bastard daughter of Lenny Henry and Lily Savage.
Yeah, and Robbie.
And Robbie Savage. That was Lenny Savage with the track Green. It was quite an interesting track. It was quite uplifting. It reminded me a bit of 12 Stone Toddler. It was a Brighton band. We played them last show with the track "The Rabbit," which is very uplifting and so on.
Uplifting if you're into Satanism. It's fucking right down your street if you like that sort of thing. But one of the best video track unsigned band things we've come across in quite a while. I think you'll agree.
I would absolutely say so. I might even consider putting them back onto the video of the moment on the website, just so you guys can listen to it. I'm still on this Skype thing here, and I see there's a couple of other friends who are online, and there's a good friend of ours who used to live in Brighton for quite a while, but he's lived in France for a good 3-4 years or something like that now, I think, and I'm going to drop him a surprise call. Let's see if he answers. He is online, but I'm not sure he's going to answer.
This is the wonders of going live. We've prided ourselves on having no stops or fuck-ups tonight. And,
and no swear words.
Who swore?
Is he? It's ringing.
We can all hear it's ringing. It's we're waiting for a big climatic moment.
Yeah, not sure it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, we know. We can always talk about your mum.
Speaking of your mum.
In climatic moments. I want my socks back.
I don't think Sven's going to answer. That's a shame. We will try to call him again sometime. That's a very strange noise, that. What's that?
Oh, that's me. I'm playing with this metal device that makes large herbal things smaller.
Oh, I see. Is it a pepper mill?
Yes, it's a pepper mill.
It spices up your life. Anyway, so we had no answer from Sven there. It was a shame. I will leave Skype open for a little bit. We should maybe go on to playing the next track. We are, of course, as always, talking
play
too much.
Play the next track. I'll be looking forward to this one.
Okay. We got Wishbone Ash. anyone here who doesn't know Wishbone Ash, at least you should know the name Wishbone Ash. And if you haven't, then you should have heard it on Pamphlet Podcast number...
Google it.
8 or something. But yeah, they've been around since like 1967 or something, and just released another album, and I have been sent another exclusive little track here that we're going to play. It's called Blowing Free, Wishbone Ash. And I hope you should all enjoy it, because I'm sure we will do here in the studio, whilst we continue playing with the Peppermill, and whilst I crack open another beer. And we are going to keep drinking beer, as I said. And we will have my loo break now that I didn't have before, because...
Milton, I've got something for you. Here.
Yeah.
It's cone-shaped. It's on fire at one end. What? No, here it is. It's a split.
Oh, no, I don't do those kinds of things.
It's the 60s, man. Let's get in the spirit.
Okay. Pass it over here, dude. I'll have some of it. Shall we drop in Wishbone Ash, man?
Yeah, drop it in. Okay. Good people are waiting for it. Let them have it.
Okay, no, I think I'll talk a little bit longer.
Turn it up, people.
Turn it up. We'll be right back. say about that. Wishbone Ash, the track Blowing Free. If you don't smoke drugs, please start now, because it's a good time to start. No, seriously, Wishbone Ash, really good band. Lovely. They have been around for 40 odd years, so there must be something in their music, I think. I've just noticed that we have another friend of mine online. I say friend, it's my brother-in-law, in fact. I'm going to try to give him a call now. It's going to be the first long-distance call. Well, we did call Sweden last time, but now we're going to call Hamburg, Germany.
Isn't Sweden further than Germany?
Well, it's probably about the same, I guess, and we will see.
Seems further.
Yeah, it does.
Culturally.
Exactly, absolutely. And visually.
Visually, well, you know, idiosyncratically.
Absolutely. Hello, Björn, are you there?
Hello, Milton, yes, I'm here.
Welcome to Penflick Podcast, you're live on the radio. How are you doing?
Ah, that's great.
Live on the radio.
How are you doing over there in Hamburg?
Everything's fine. We had a bit of snow, and tonight it started raining. So it's a pity it's all going to melt away now.
Yeah, we've had some snow here in Brighton as well, but it stayed for 4 or 5 days, and then now it's all melted away again.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I had been to the island, took some great pictures, and yeah.
Well, I heard you got a new camera for Christmas.
Yes.
How is it?
The news have been spreading, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I've heard the news, and we also received your calendar today, which is awesome. It's a really,
absolutely
really good photos
is.
In there.
For the listeners who
okay,
don't know
thanks,
that, Bjorn
thanks.
Is a hell of a photographer, and the calendar is very nice.
This is Bjorn, this is my new co-presenter and very good friend David, who's doing the show with me today.
Good evening,
okay,
Bjorn.
Hello, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So, this camera, are you going to take your photography to the next step now, Bjorn? Is that the plan?
Yes. I think it's already, I mean, if you compare it to the calendar I send you, like the pictures I've been taking lately are already kind of a step forward, I think.
Yeah, I think you sent one to Hannah with, it was also from the island, I think, of the water with the wooden things coming out in the water.
Yeah.
Because
I haven't, like before, I have always taken pictures on film, and that way I still like it, but you can't check the pictures and you can't see what, like, how the result's going to be. So digital is really lots of fun, and you can kind of advance steadily on the, like, on the spot, like on the location.
Yeah, you learn a lot quicker,
more tactile.
Yeah, so you learn a lot quicker. You can check back straight away how the
exactly,
picture works.
Exactly, yeah, that's great.
You've obviously got a good eye for colours and lights, especially the tone of lights across the water on your island shots there. Obviously, the island being the island where you guys are from, I understand.
Yeah. That's the light is always, like, very special on the island. If you find a good spot and you stay there for a while, and the light will change steadily. So I just put my camera on the tripod, and I just found a kind of the picture I wanted to take, and I stayed there for a while and just took pictures, like, steadily, like every few minutes, and looked at them and checked them and changed. And so it's this way I really like to do it.
That sounds great. Well, photography is one of those things you either have an eye for it or not, and I think we both agree here after looking at the calendar and I've seen lots
like
of
music
other
shots.
Thank you.
we might give you a call soon to see if you're going to do some album shots for up and coming artists that we record here in the studio. We'll see.
Expand the
okay,
circle.
Okay, sure. I'd like to.
Yeah, that'd be awesome stuff. Okay, well, we're going to continue with the show.
Okay,
it's been
great.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
Little quick chat, and I will send you the link so you can listen to the show.
Okay, all the best to you guys, and keep up the good spirit.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Bjorn.
And my love to all the family, yeah?
Okay, thanks. Thanks for your call. See best you wishes.
Soon. Bye.
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 That was Bjorn Ice, my girlfriend's brother, who lives in Hamburg. And
not that we're scraping the barrel by calling family and friends here.
Look, we've got someone calling us. Someone's calling
Penflick
Podcast.
Live in the Penflick Podcast studio.
I'm going to answer it. This is going to turn
hot
into...
hot off the press.
Hello, Sven. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very clearly. Can you hear
you
me?
Are live on Penflick Podcast, my friend.
Soundcast. This is Penflick Studios from France.
From France.
Live from France and direct.
A New Zealander playing? From France. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Doing very well. Just sorry I missed your call. I was in the shower having a douche.
Douche. Yeah, you're a bit of a douchebag, aren't you, sir? Well, we're just sitting here doing a Penflick podcast number 13, and we just came off the line to a friend of ours in Hamburg. And just as we hung up, you called.
Yep. Spooky.
Do you know that you're the first person to call into this show?
I tried calling a couple of times, but you probably were having a douche as well.
I was probably having a douche. I was thinking about a douche, because the douche is a very fucking pronounced word here in French. If you think of a French lady, she has a douche.
Is that the front or the back?
I'm thinking of the front. Hopefully with a hairy bit. Oh, I'm not sure.
It's the hair. You never can tell.
How's life, Sven?
Life's doing all right, mate.
Yeah?
Life's doing good here. Teaching English, doing bits and bobs and whatnot, but not hearing about a lot of good music here, which I've luckily from the Pan Flat podcast.
Yeah.
This has not been trained or anything by any means. This is live, obviously. So, yeah, no, just been lovely to hear the Pan Flat podcast. So.
I can vouch for that as well. I've lived in Spain for a year now. It's been my only source of connection with the music that I love and the scenes that exist in Brighton and other places that we've had music from. So Benflick has kept me sane as well. There's long nights.
Yeah. So awesome. Sven, when are you going to come over to Brighton again, man? We need to see you soon.
Coming over to Brighton. Coming over in May, mate. Got a friend's going to get married over there.
Fantastic.
May.
Awesome.
Shooting Bobby.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to crack over there and see them there. But just go and check out the scene over here. Like, the thing over here I was just actually talking to, there's a band in Bristol.
Oh, yeah?
Called We Are The Nines. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I don't think so, no. But if you can you email me the link?
Yep, I will do. I will do.
Can I get some of their music on Penfic
Podcast? They are on what's it called?
MySpace,
I think it's called. Yeah. We Are The Nines, and it's Aaron Mantle.
Cool. Well, we should check it out. If you email me, it's Milton at Penfix.
We Are The Nines, and they're doing some really good stuff at the moment. They're a Bristol band, Bristol based. But over here in France, we don't hear a lot of new bands. But there's a guy, I don't know if you guys are very familiar, a guy called Charlie Winston.
I know the name for sure.
And basically, Charlie Winston is a guy that is an English guy. Tried very hard, was doing pub-based things in England, did everything he could, try to get a record deal, did nothing at all. So he decided to move over to Paris. So moved over to Paris, and basically in a year or so, he's one of the biggest acts over here.
Oh, fantastic.
And he's got a couple of great songs over here. Tell you what his music is, but it's rocky kind of experience, but the French love him.
Yeah, fantastic.
Basically, and he's very well known in France, but not very well known in England. So it kind of makes you say that, what's that got to do with
there's a scene for every music, isn't there? Some people in England might not
sing,
like it, and some people in France
might
like
love it. You can be a very hard musician and do all you got to do in England, but you've got to go overseas, kind of try and do your stuff, or just get noticed, and it's a shame. But I think doing things that you can on the podcast here, what Milton does and stuff like that, it's good because it opens you up. And if you can't get on there,
gets the music out there for the people.
Music out there for the people, and it's just this guy's come over now. He's a multi-selling superstar. So look on that, Charlie Winston.
Let's hope for us all.
A lot of
people.
Guys don't know him, but over in France here, and I think a lot of Europe, he's.
Well, if you can definitely, you can probably send them to me on Facebook and just send me the links, and I will contact these people and see if we can get them on the show, because that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, man. No dramas at all, man.
It'll be cool to chat to them to see, because obviously the idea of our podcast is to get the music out to a wider audience, but it'd be cool to hear people that have moved from their home country to another country.
I know what it's doing, Milton. I'm listening to it all the time, mate.
It's awesome.
It's good hearing it. It's great to be able to. It's my bit of good time here in France, in Toulouse, in the south of France. It's. I always love to pick up, it was sad to see that Jim had left, and it was good to see, when Neil come on and got your new presenters there, and obviously Dave's on there at the moment, so it's great to hear the, familiar heads, but also, just getting back into rocking on the good old music, mate. It's good to hear.
That's awesome.
Good work, Sven.
Well, listen, Sven, we've got to get on here. We're running out of time.
No worries, brother.
Still got another 5 tracks to play on the show, and we only have technically we only have 8 minutes left, but we're going to run over the show, as we always do. We're probably going to run
an hour
and a half or
so. Take care, and we send heaps of love here from France, and always looking, like you said, always rocking out to new music and loving new music all the time.
Thanks a lot, Sven. Take care, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, penflipblogspot.com roars on, and if you do have ideas about scenes or music that people are into in your area, then obviously let Milton know at the studios what exactly is going on, what you like, what people in this area should be hearing. So if you've got any views on that, then let us know. And you can always do that on the new website, which has been new and improved, and I understand, being that I've been on it myself, that it's very nice. Now we're going to play you a very nice track. It's by Kakusi. It's called Sunkissed Planet, and I hope you enjoyed this one. We enjoyed picking it out for you.
Watch the sunrise for the first time in your life. Leaves fall off branches and float right past you. Take my hand and I'll show you the way you used to be. I've seen you somewhere before. Must have been a dream. Watch the waves rolling. You can't tell me off. You've got it wrong. You've got it made. But I can tell it's because you're afraid. You've got a
We started off with Kakuzi in the track Sun-Kissed Planet. I don't know, I don't think they're Japanese, but the name sounds like they should be. Anyway, so that was the track Sun-Kissed Planet, and then it was followed up by Alexander Price with the track In the City. We've also had Björn Eis online. We also had Sven Sørensen from calling us from France. He's from New Zealand, but he's lived in France for a few years. Björn, obviously from Hamburg, Germany, and a lot earlier in the show we had Cordelia as well, calling from the other side of Brighton.
It's been a fun, packed-filled show.
It has been. It's always a lot nicer to do a show when you interact a bit more with your listeners. I think that more of you should call.
What's that? More not listening to you.
You're not listening, no.
You're not
of course.
Interacting with me, mate.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. People, call us. Please call us. It's awesome fun. We do go online a couple of times a month, and if you want to chat to us, please do so.
My pocket's ringing. My phone's. Milton, are you trying to phone me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop trying to fill out the show by phoning me. I'm sat next to you. Jesus. Let's play some music, damn it.
Okay, I'm going to play some more music. We are running just over an hour at the moment. We still have four tracks to play. But as I said, yeah, give us a call. Add us on Skype. The username is Penflick Podcast. Since you're listening to the show, it should be quite easy to remember that username, I think. Excuse me, I'm burping. There's too many beers going on here.
Disgusting.
It's terrible. We're going to do play. We're going to do play.
We're going to play of our doo-doo.
Do play. Isn't that the old clay stuff? What's that called?
Duplo.
Duplo.
That was building blocks.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. That's the one I'm thinking. Duplo. Play-Doh. It's close enough. Anyway, so we got next up Matthew Glenn Thompson with the track I Get Lost. And again, it's the lovely people from Manila PR who sent it to
When
us.
We come back, we're going to talk more about new music scenes in Europe and things. So we'll have more on that later.
Exactly. But first of all, Matthew Glenn Thompson, I Get Lost.
My typical reason to write down a song, because the words with the music won't say it wrong. Back from when nothing went my way, to hoping I wake up with you one of these days. And I'd like to take you out and listen to whatever you're thinking about. Maybe make you laugh with no regrets. Maybe make you wonder what lies just ahead. Kitchen's pouring in. I'm staying up all night with you again. And I'd like to be composed, but where it all is headed, nobody knows. Back at my place, I finally figure out what made me let go, what made me put out. It's the way your body bends. It's hoping that with you is where the next day. Mistake now putting this together, giving you a gift to forget about whatever for a time when it's 9:30 guy instead. Someone hears a song and know I lost my head. Suffer the day and understand when the music puts me in that moment again. Just my account of a lovely time when there were no words for the friction. Get the chance, I'd like to take you out. Listen to whatever you're thinking about. Maybe make you laugh with no regrets. Make you wonder. Hey, it's good, effortless. Some kind of cause I get lost.
So we had Matthew Glenn Thompson, I Get Lost. You know what, Dave? I'm really proud of myself.
Why is that, mate?
I've been managing to press stop after every track so far.
Oh, well, I thought it was because of that smell you just left in the studio.
No, no, yeah, well, I'm pretty proud of that one as well.
I used to see a doctor. But yeah, well done on the stop thing.
So I want to go back to a bit about talking about music in different countries, etc. I mentioned a little bit earlier when I spoke to Cordelia about Penflix Studios being involved in a new project where we're going to bring bands to Sweden. And my old music teacher from Sweden is going to bring bands to Brighton, and we're going to do a bit of an exchange thing going on. And also we heard when we spoke to Sven that he says there's a few English artists that go over to France and play there and make it big. And I think it's really important that as part of this podcast as well, that is to spread the word about music that go around. We do play a lot of bands from England, but we do play from Sweden and from... We've had French bands on, we've had German bands, we've had some Spanish... And I think when you're a bit stuck with your music, try broadening your horizons a little bit. You can just go over and play a gig in France. It's not going to cost you much. And you'll see how the reception is there, etc., etc. And I know Dave has lived in Spain for a while, and he's seen the music scene there for a while as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the tried and tested for UK bands is to go to France and do the ski seasons and stuff where they know they're going to have UK listeners and stuff. But there are horizons beyond that, obviously. Coming from the Basque country in Spain, where I've been living for the last year, you do see that there's a very, very vibrant scene there. There's festivals going on all through the north of Spain, all throughout the year, really. So anyone who's been to San Fermín would know the way that the people party over there. They're very involved in the whole spirit of the scene. You know, as much it's about the bands as the fans as well. So
I guess it's also, you know, well, when you play in a different country and so on, you'll see in a different way of how a crowd reacts to the live music. And here in the UK, it's very rare to see anyone dance along to the music or interact much at all. They're really just standing around listening and then applauding. Mm. Not to say that they enjoy the music any less, but, you know, they don't interact so much with the
band. Yeah, a
bit
of crowd participation. I'm not saying, you know, throw a bottle or anything, because obviously that's detrimental to the health of these brave stars that go up and give their hearts and souls every weekend.
Unless it's a full bottle of whiskey that lands in the middle of a foam-filled bath that's usually on the stage.
Well, there is that, but we don't all have prima donna demands like yourself, Milton. I mean, I know you've been hanging out backstage at various festivals this year, but... You know, it don't make a man.
Well, this year I haven't done many festivals, to be fair.
Yeah. You want a dirty cider or a red stripe and not much for the night. And they're the hard grafters of the scene.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are getting grimy.
But, you know,
or
also,
not even getting paid.
Saying for in Sweden, for an unsigned band to play a gig at just any old venue, that you would get paid at least 200 quid.
Well, that's why bands should listen out, you know, listen to the show.
Yeah.
They should
say,
oh,
I know in Brighton,
how can I do that? And obviously you'd probably have to pay for your own travel, but
yeah,
certainly give you contacts of where to play and who to speak to.
Yeah, and if you do book your flights, and it's going to cost you, well, 100 quid per person maybe in return.
£30.
Yeah, plus taxes and all that, blah, 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 and travel to the airport and so on. But yeah, if you then book up, say... 6-7 gigs over a week, if you're there for a week, play one gig a night, then you're still going to make a profit, aren't you? So
absolutely, and you can enjoy a nice coffee in the morning
and a nice
chocolate and churros, they call it.
Yeah,
it's nice, stirring in your chocolate, bit of culture.
Okay, culture, I like it.
Speaking of which, a new band, a new thing that we want to try to bring to you on the show is new music, obviously. So you don't get many of these for the penny. They're called the half pennies.
No. How much do you think they charge for a gig?
To a penny.
Two for the price of one.
So they're the half pennies, and this is You Do It Better.
No, it's not.
Is it not? I've got You Do It Better.
No, you're reading the wrong band.
Oh, I'm doing
You Do It Better's
going
to be after this one.
What is it? Your heart won't break.
No, your heart won't beat. So the half pennies, if you throw a half a penny at them...
If it's broken.
If you throw a half a penny at them, their heart won't beat.
Death by penny, it shall be.
So here it is. The half pennies.
The ninja penny.
And go and see them. They're good.
You say her name without a thrill. You don't say it, but you love me still. I played the game. Played it well, played it so hard. I think I'm going to hell. she get your jokes? Does she make you happy like me?
And you, without our time, what's done is done. But sooner or later, your heart won't beat.
Your heart won't beat.
Your heart won't beat.
Your heart won't beat.
Your heart won't beat. It won't beat for me.
Stop button there, did you hear it? We heard the first beat of the next song. Oh well, we can't be perfect every show, can we?
I have been, I'd just like to point that out.
Yeah, this is true. I'll have to
although agree. I mean there was a good, fair chance that I would have been not so perfect, being that it's the 13th podcast, and were there to be anything
some, in some countries
wrong,
13 is lucky
target. 13
is lucky in some countries.
Well, good for them. Enjoy the 13th.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Happy
the 13th soon as well.
Yep,
it's the next month.
Yep.
Maybe
you get a happy knife through your neck.
A lucky knife.
Surprise!
We're going to finish off the show. We've done an hour and 15 minutes, almost to the dot. 15 minutes over time, that's pretty good. I think that's nearly a record for what we usually do in the show. I want to thank all of you listeners, as we always do on the show. I'm sure you're tired of hearing us thank you. But we do really appreciate you listening, and I want to thank Dave. Thanks very much for being the fifth co-presenter on this show.
Thank you, it was a pleasure, mate. I shall be now back off my private jet to fly away back to
Norwich. Far away Norwich.
Norwich. But no, obviously, being an avid listener, I've listened to every show, and I can only say to the people, if there are music out there that you want to go listen to, just do it, you know, just go out to the pub. Don't buy a lot of drinks. Enjoy the music. Come back. Look for music that you've heard on the night. Just support people who are trying to make a difference in a small way.
And, absolutely.
Tell us about new music that you've heard, no matter what country it's in.
Absolutely. And also, I want to drop in here just before we end the show. Now, when we have the new website, which is www.penflixstudios.com, with the / to podcast, if you want to listen to the Penflix podcast, we need new jingles. We want jingles that
calling
says,
all jingles.
Calling all
calling
jingle
all
talkers.
Jingles.
All
we can
jingle
edit
talkers.
In some sort of nice siren or something.
Yeah, I think so. Even if it's just you saying www.penflixstudios.com/poshcast.
In a funny voice like Milton.
Yeah, a poshcast. That's the new upmarket podcast. It's a poshcast. So if you have any stupid thing, say anything. Say anything that has to do with the show. We'll turn it into a jingle. And as a thank you, if you do that, we will send you a mix CD, a double mix CD, in fact, with the best of all the bands.
Sounds of Milton playing with your jingles.
Yes, Jingle Talkers and Milton Volume 1. You would have thought by listening to the Halfpennies that we're going to end on a really slow, downbeat mood. That sometimes it happens on this podcast. But I don't think we will.
We won't.
So we're going to do it better.
Much, much better than that. We're gonna step up a level, in fact. I know we've been firm fans of these guys for a while now, since they burst onto the scene. But they still haven't fully burst onto the scene. So until that day finally comes, we can still say that we're proud friends of Dole.
And the Kicks. And this track is live from some venue in Swindon. I think they are still touring with Morrissey. It's been a long tour, but they're still doing it. But for now, we're going to thank you, and we're going to say goodnight. We're going to order a pizza, have another beer, and we'll see you very, very soon.
And we wish Morrissey all the best with his health.
Absolutely.
And the tour.
Yeah, or we wish Dole and the Kicks to take over the tour.
Or have their own tour.
Yeah, why not both? They can have a tour where they support themselves.
Anyway, podcasters, it's been nice signing off. Thank you.
Tune in again, spread the word, and we'll see you again, same time, same bat channel.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Taylor, and you're listening to Pen Flick Podcast.